No, nothing at the moment, so all rumours, as you say.
Fair to say, Tuesday's result was a fantastic performance as well as a result.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's good when you do get beat, it's good to have a game straight away and an opportunity to bounce back, and that's what we did in fine fashion. I thought we played well, we created chances, we looked reasonably solid at the back. My only criticism or my only disappointment on the evening is that we never kept a clean sheet. But it was a fantastic header by the sub who come on. Good ball in, good header. But take that away from it. You know, massive 3 points for us. What we deserved. Good game. Great game to be involved in. And credit to every one of the players who made that possible. As you say, it was a big win for us. Good performance. Plenty of confidence. You know, really positive before the game. You know, it shot us up quite a few places in the table. So, with it being the only game on the night, it was nice to have that coverage and that opportunity to move the positions that we did. So, really pleasing night all round.
And after the match, you talked about Morecambe being your passion. And in the context of all the speculation, all the rumours, were they significant words?
Well, it always has been, you know, since I signed here. I've done it every club I've been at. I've only been at three clubs in my career, so I'm not a journeyman, but I've always given it my all as a player. I certainly do that as a manager as well. I'm passionate about my job and I'm passionate about the football club. You know, I've been here, what's this, my 15th season as player, coach, manager, captain. So I want to win every game. Every game that I go into, I believe that we can win. I'm always positive. You know, we're going to have our ups and downs. We're going to have runs where we don't win. We're going to have runs where we do win. We're going to have big wins like we had on Tuesday, and we'll have the odd defeat that's quite crushing, which is disappointing, but that's life and that's football. But I don't want what's best for this football club, because I've got a great relationship here. It's it does mean a lot to me. As I say, I want to win, and Tuesday was fantastic for us, and you know, it was quite emotional.
In recent years, there has been this sort of disparity between the home form and the away form. It seems even more marked this season, doesn't it? Because you're right near the top of the away form league and right near the bottom of the home form league.
Yeah, I think we're second in the form table with regards to our away performances. You take the Grimsby game out of it, and we've won four and drawn one out the last five. But at home, we thought we cracked it, because I think we won the first two games against Portsmouth and Blackpool. And then since then, we've took some defeats. But obviously, we beat Stoke, which broke the cycle slightly. But sometimes as a manager, you've got to look through the results. I know it is a results business, but we played quite well against Carlisle. You know, we were disappointed to get beat, obviously, but it was never a 3-0, and Keith Curley even come out and said exactly the same. You know, how we never scored on a day is mad, but, you know, the Crawley performance was pretty good. Game that we probably should have won, but we ended up getting beat by the odd goal. So there has been good performances in there, but it is about time that we changed it. Well, not changed it now, and hopefully we can keep the away performances going and results. But we need to bring our own performance, well, our home results up to speed, and that's what we're looking to do. You know, we've now just had a great result on Tuesday, but that'll stand for nothing if we don't back it up with another one on Saturday against Stevenage. So, you know, we've got the confidence, the positivity. We've had a great move up the table into a position where we want to be. You know, now it's over to us again to perform at home and try and get the result and get back to winning ways here and try and improve our home form.
Good to have a couple of goals from Tom Bark, isn't
it,
as well?
It is, yeah, because we're not just relying on one player now, you know, because Cole's been in the headlines scoring a few. Kev's chipped in with four. I think Dunny's got five or six. Now, you know, Tom has been chomping at the bit to try and get on the goal sheet. He's had a little bit of hard luck or poor finishing, or keepers have made good saves from him, but it was nice that he got the two on Saturday, because it brings him up, you know, confidence levels now. So we've got forward lads who are scoring goals. We've created chances in every game. We could have easily had, you know, Tom could have scored Saturday, Cole could have scored Saturday, Kevin Ellison could have scored, Peter Murphy could have scored. So we are creating the chances. Luckily for us, we took one or two of them on Tuesday. You know, although the second one was a penalty, but the first one was a well rehearsed corner routine the way we got in, so that was pleasing. But it's massive for players who play in the four positions to be confident, and Tom Barhuizen, if he's confident and he's on his game, there's not many better in the division. So really pleased for him, but more so pleased for everyone at the club, the fans who travelled over, the staff that put in a lot of hard work and the preparation, the directors who travelled over. It was a great night for Morecambe Football Club.
So you've had your problem with injuries and a bit of sickness as well. What's the latest on that?
Well, again, it's Conlon will be back in the country now after his international. Kenyon Wildig, Winard will be out still. Dunny had a bit of a tight groin. He'll probably come back into train today or tomorrow. McGowan's been ill, and we got one or two bumps and bruises and other little knocks on Tuesday. So again, we'll have a look over it over the next 24 hours, see where we're at, and do our preparation on Stevenage. And I'm sure whichever 11 go out will be positive and up until back Tuesday's results up with another one against Stevenage.